Shabbat Shalom. When I meet with B'nai Mitzvah students in my office, I'll often ask the student to tell me something good about themselves. And I don't mean, oh, I play basketball really well, or I'm a good piano player. I mean, tell me something good about yourself. Tell me something about your inner qualities. I want to hear the student say, I'm a loyal friend, or I help my parents around the house. And then I challenge the students. I ask them to tell me something that they could do better. I want to hear the student recognize that they can be more patient with their brothers or sisters, or they could stop a child from being made fun of on the playground. Every child deserves to hear how special they are, how they have a unique gift that makes their soul shine. And just as important, every child needs to hear that while they are special, they are not, nor are any of us, perfect. There is always room for improvement. A child who has only been told throughout their life that they have done good is not being praised. That child, unfortunately, is being spoiled. And spoiled children become arrogant adults. A child needs balance, and we are no different. Remember that famous teaching of Hillel: if I am not for myself, who will be for me? And if I am only for myself, what good am I? This same idea of Hillel's is echoed in a famous Hasidic teaching. According to the teaching, each person should have two pockets with a piece of paper in each pocket. Written on the paper on the left, in the left pocket, should be, "For my sake, the world was created." And on the paper in the right pocket should be, "I am but earth and ashes." According to this teaching, there are going to be many times in each of our lives when we're going to need to reach into each of these pockets. And it's true, we all need times where our confidence is boosted. And perhaps even more often, we all need reminders of humility. We all have our setbacks. Each one of us has experienced failure in our lives, times when we've just come up short. And that's why we have that message in the left pocket: the world was created for me. There are times when we need that boost of confidence, when achievement is only blocked by an inability to believe that achievement is possible. There is nothing sadder. Each of us needs to maintain self-confidence in order for us to go on in this world. A professor once gave his student a rather mediocre evaluation. The professor thought his student was nothing special and would live out an undistinguished career. But the student did not allow his professor's evaluation to discourage him. He continued to work hard at science, which was his passion. And of course, that student was none other than Albert Einstein. If Einstein had listened to his professor, if that evaluation had made Einstein lose his self-confidence, where would we be today? As we maintain our self-confidence, our ability, our belief in ourselves and our abilities, let's not also forget that along with that left pocket, there's a paper on the right, the paper that says, "I am but earth and ashes." Our tradition believes that the right side is the stronger side. I'm a lefty, in fact. I bet you we have a lot of lefties in the room. But our tradition believes that the right side is the dominant side, the side with a greater pull. So placing the message, "I am but earth and ashes," on the right side is telling. It tells us that the need for modesty and humility is stronger. Power, money, influence, status, these are all extremely seductive, and they can easily overcome any of us, even when we begin with the best of intentions. This morning I mentioned Robert Mugabe before and his reign in Zimbabwe. And for the past few weeks, and especially in the past few days, we've all watched the headlines how Mugabe has manipulated a system and is held shamelessly fast to power in Zimbabwe. Close to 30 years ago, Mugabe began as a freedom fighter with the best of intentions to bring liberty to his land. But power changed him. Now he is nothing more than a thug, an autocratic thug who's not embarrassed or ashamed of harming people, of hurting people, of having people killed, all in the name of maintaining power. Names like Mugabe, they are ripped from the headlines, and they can easily be replaced by figures like Korach from our Torah portion. As we read this morning, we learned that Korach is a Levite. He's a powerful member of the Israelite community, but his role in the community corrupts him. He wants even greater influence. So he challenges Moses, hoping to assume the leadership of the people. And like so many of us, Korach must have believed that what he was doing was right. Because when he challenges Moses, he agrees to have God choose between him and Moses. And of course, God chooses correctly. God chooses Moses. And Korach is swallowed up into the land. But his death is simply a physical end. From the moment that he challenged Moses, from the moment that he believed that God would select him over Moses to lead the people, at that moment, he had already been consumed by an obsession with power. The Korachs and the Mugabes of the world show that power can corrupt. But we can look at power and influence another way. Rabban Gamliel selects his students to assume certain positions of power in the community, but they refuse. They're scared of what power could do for them. And Gamliel is furious at them. "Do you think I'm giving you actual power?" he yells at them. "No. What I am doing is making you responsible to serve the people." While the students thought that the power and leadership could be manipulated, Gamliel encouraged them to see leadership as a service to the people. And that is what it means when every Shabbat and three times a week we stand before the Sefer Torah, and during the blessings over the Torah, we say, "Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim v'natan lanu et Torato." Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim. That we are a chosen people, selected from all the peoples of the earth. We are a chosen people. Not a better people, not a more holy people. Rather, we're a people that have been chosen to bear an additional responsibility. The great responsibility of being at service to God and bringing godliness, goodness, and holiness to the earth. That kind of responsibility, that kind of chosenness, it requires humility. And humility was Moses' gift. More than courage, more than intelligence and compassion, the tradition teaches that Moses' greatest quality was humility. About Moses, we proclaim, "Lo kam b'Yisrael k'moshe od." There will never be another one like Moses. And what distinguished Moses? His humility. As we live our own lives, filled with challenges and opportunities, remember the two pockets. When life proves challenging, when your goals are seemingly overwhelming, reach into the left pocket and remember, for your sake, the earth was created. Like the B'nai Mitzvah students in my office, each one of us is special. As creations of God, created in the image of God, within each of our souls, a divine spark radiates. And when our gifts shine through, when we achieve our dreams of success, we should remember the right pocket and the message within, that we are nothing but earth and ash. And from both of these pockets, we will gain balance. May the reminders of the two pockets help us to live lives filled with achievement and humility, with success and modesty, ambition and drive, modesty and humility. And may we, with this balance, may we allow God to lead us to continue to serve as a chosen people, a people entrusted with the great responsibility of bringing holiness and healing to the world. Shabbat Shalom.